me tell you something, yo. So I went outside earlier today. I always go out in the morning and a couple times a day as needed, weather permitting. And it's usually sunny here. I mean, we get rain here, but it's not that frequent. It hasn't been that frequent. There's a lot of dryness and drought going on across the U.S., especially in the Southwest and in the South. Okay. I was just listening to Professional High Priestess. I was listening to her recent video because I listen to a lot of readers, and no matter what anybody says, she still has excellent spiritual knowledge to offer people. Fuck the haters. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I said that before. I will always give somebody, credit where credit is due, regardless of whatever else they got going on. I can chew the meat and spit out the bones. So I was just listening to her. And it's her video she just dropped called they messed over the one who was spiritually feeding them, and she's talking about these masculines, okay, which is true because I had told y'all before that my masculine's ancestors was whooping his ass and kicking his ass, and it's probably his grandmother or great grandmother that's whooping his motherfucking ass. Matter of fact, Spiritual Sag had put out a message earlier today about how his spirit guides are whooping his fucking ass and mad with him, telling him, like, don't apologize to me, go to her, go to that one that you did dirty like that, meaning me. And see, this was an opportunity, him being connected to me, and even though he was my twin flame, the contract has been torn up. God tore the contract up. He's been demoted, okay? He's been thrown out. Like I said before, many months ago, I said, you've been cast out the Most High, and God said, you've been cast out of heaven. I'm not going to allow you to come back into heaven with my daughter because you're soiled. You need to go wash, and then maybe I will reconcile you depending on what you do. But his time for reconciliation, with regard to the soul contract with me has passed. It's done. The cycle's closed. It's done. Okay. I was in a personal year 9 last year, closed out everything that I needed to close out, filed for divorce, all of that. My divorce has been finalized for a little over a month, and the contract with him, I closed that out before the first of this year. So I walked into my personal year 1, new beginnings. Started my website, started my little secondary channel back in September, but really started putting more attention into it and doing more readings on the Starfire Alchemist in January. So it was like big shit popping, little shit stopping. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it was, and it's gonna continue to be that. And so Daisy was just talking about a fly being in her house. She's in a high rise. And she said, the windows are not open. How the fuck did a fly get in her house? And she said, these karmics are going very far to separate you and your twin or to keep y'all apart. Well, as far as I'm concerned, he's no longer my twin. Like I said, the contract was tore up. I'm not claiming a fucking dysfunctional, narcissistic, materialistic man. Okay, I don't claim any men. Okay. And the fact, and I, you know, and so I'm just solo dolo, and I like it like that. It's very karmic. He was demoted, okay? And whether he was my twin at one time or not, he's a false twin now slash a karmic because he did not rise to the occasion, and that is what he's been demoted as. Like I said, I likened it to the military. If you do certain things, you lose your rank. And that's just what it is. And this is real galactic spiritual warfare out here, okay? Cosmic warfare. And so she was talking about monitoring spirits, and I've talked about that a lot on my channel. Not just because Daisy has, I've spoken of that topic for well over a year and some change, and I used to talk about it privately as well in my email groups and our email, personal emails between me and other very spiritual and aware people. And so this is something I've known about for years, and I told you all I have a lot of videos on, people sending bugs to your house and stuff like that. And that has inspired other readers and other spiritualists, not just readers, but other prophets, prophetesses, seers, mystics, sages, etc., to talk about these things openly. And so I'm glad to have been an inspiration to speak about these things and how they work and things that you can notice. But Daisy was talking about a fly being in her house. As soon as she said a fly, how the fuck did the fly get in? I didn't manifest this fly in the house. I have my Bluetooth in, and the reason why I have my Bluetooth in is because I know people astral project into my house and they linger around my house. And I just kept seeing a spiritual form, an astral form out of the corner of my eye. I kept looking up and looking in the hallway like there's something there, because when I would have my head down out of the corner of my eye in my periphery, I would see a being, a spiritual being or an astral form there moving around. And I knew it was somebody's astral form. So this just happened not even 5 minutes ago. So I got up and walked out into the kitchen to do some dishes and fix some food. And as soon as she said a fly was in her apartment, I'm listening to that on the phone with my Bluetooth in, okay? As soon as she said a fly was in her apartment, how did it get in? Bitch, what? A fucking fly flew and landed right on the dishwashing rack where you dry your dishes, the dish drying rack that most people have either in their sink or on their countertop. A fucking fly flew and landed right there and was staring right in my fucking face. And I grabbed my, I said, I know the fuck you ain't. I know the fuck you ain't. And I took my fucking towel and I killed that bitch. I told y'all they were sending these motherfuckers to my house. I told y'all some people have sent spiders. I told y'all there was other weird bugs coming around me when I would sit outside that I've never seen before. Strange colored bugs and stuff that I know are not natural. Okay, the fucking fly just landed on my dish drying rack. Okay, so now I gotta bleach the motherfucker down and clean it off. But I'm just telling you, the shit is real. This is what they do. Okay, all right, ants, flies, roaches. Roaches usually like to send roaches for, you know, just pissing people off. But the flies, the gnats, I've noticed some unusual gnats lately, okay, that are not a part of gnats being, they're not gnats that I usually see, okay? And so we don't have a gnat problem in this house. So I knew when I kept seeing them in my bedroom that they were familiar monitoring spirits sent by these karmics, okay? And so I killed as many of them as I could. Every time I see one, I kill it. And it's kind of like, it's bigger than a regular gnat. It's got a red colored back. So if you see any of those in your house, or that they just start buzzing around you, or crawling on your somewhere that you frequent in your bedroom or wherever you spend a lot of time, and you see this like rust colored bug, it's like a gnat, but it's bigger than a gnat and it's got like a rust color on. If you see any of those, it's a little bit bigger than a fruit fly. You see any of those, kill that motherfucker, because that's something, that's a monitoring spirit a lot of times. I'm going to tell you, for most of you, if you see something like that and that's not a typical bug you see and you're like, where the fuck did this come from? And you know you don't have your windows and doors open like that, kill it, okay? Kill it and send it back to its fucking master, okay? I just killed that fucking fly right after she mentioned flies being in here, okay? I told you the motherfuckers were astral projected into my house and doing all of that. I've been seeing their form out of the corner of my eye all day long. Well, I would say within the past 5 hours, I've been seeing their astral form out of the corner of my eye. And the cat kept coming up to me. One of the cats kept coming up to me meowing and standing up and putting her paws on my legs like, mama, mama. And it's almost like she was trying to tell me something. And then I sat by the window and she was so like determined to get my attention. She jumped up in my lap while I was sitting on a bar stool by the window. And that's usually her little perch. I put the bar stool by the window for her. And she jumped up on my lap like, mama, mama, like, what's up? Like, and I knew she was trying to get my attention. I knew when she starts sniffing around certain areas, spending a lot of time around me, coming and jumping up on my computer desk and doing certain behaviors, I know she's warning me that somebody's in the house. Okay. So like I said, they had tried to run my little frog off the other night. He ended up coming back to under the window, but I haven't heard him. And it's a spiritual frog, but the cats also do alert me, just like I told y'all when Colonel Whitaker was in the hallway, in the foyer of the house. I was laying on the sofa facing away from the foyer. My back was to the foyer and the front door. And Colonel Whitaker, I had already heard him in the house for a long period of time. Okay, this was before I first acknowledged him and got a telepathic response and gave him some tea and some cornbread and all that. I talked about all this on my main channel. I had my back to the foyer. The other cat, the what I call Big Brother cat, came and jumped up on my chest and sat down on my chest like I'm sitting here because I'm guarding Bree. And he looked up, he was looking right over my head. The cat was facing me, like 5 inches from my face. And he didn't sit nowhere else. He just got right on top of my chest and he was sitting there and he was looking over my head, and then all of a sudden his pupils got huge. You know how cats' pupils get big, right? When they see something scary or they see something unusual or they have a certain mood, their pupils get real big. That's what happened to his eyes, got real big like that, and he had like an energy and an expression like, "Oh fuck." And the Most High was like, "Don't you turn around." And then right and so I didn't turn around. But right after that, about 2 minutes later, I heard, and right here in the office area, right beside the foyer where the cat was looking. So, like I said, Colonel Whitaker haunting this house and being in this house has already been verified by other people who are skeptics. They said they heard the footsteps on the roof and in the attic too. Now, I've already familiarized myself with Colonel Whitaker because this started happening last fall. I started noticing him when I moved here last fall. But I just want to tell you about the fly, okay, and the gnats, and I've also noticed ants. And there is a particular person, a demonic bat, who likes to bring ants with her and likes to use ants, okay? So if you start noticing ants in your house and you're like, how the fuck did they, where the fuck did they come in at? I mean, we know ants are tiny, so they can come in anywhere. But if you start noticing ants, you need to associate that with a motherfucker who's astral projected into your house and who's doing black magic against you. Usually what they do is they astral project in and they bring the ants, or they try to, they'll sometimes the ants will be crawling on you and you're like, what the fuck? Like, the ants crawl on you and shit. And it's like, that happened when it happened to me, and I'm telling it because I want people to understand this is what they do. When the ant was crawling on my leg, I'm like, why the fuck would you be on my leg? You got all this square footage to roam. And you're as small as you are. How did you end up on my leg? And then one ended up on my face. That's because the bitch brought him with her. Yes, the Jamaican bat. Yes, that one. She brings ants with her. She's brought them to Kenyatta's house too. But Kenyatta's cousin, also known, also the one we call Bullface, the one that is, little pig, let me in. She really a wolf, but she the pig too. We call her Bull Face because she look like a goddamn bull. That motherfucker is being fattened up because them Satanists gonna kill her ass. They gonna sacrifice her and barbecue her up. So she thinks she doing something to us when she don't realize she gonna get nicely turned on a rotisserie and grilled up like a fucking pig on a Barbie. They gonna have a motherfucking pig picking on this fat ass whore, okay? Just so she knows, because I know she listens to me too, and she's mad that Kenyatta renounced her as her cousin, and mad that Kenyatta acknowledged me. All of these people have treated her bad, okay? So she had the right to renounce your black ass, okay? See, but Moloch done told us who we are. The secondary part of who we are, other than Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. So, see, the good thing about that is the fattened calf, which would be you, Bullface, was also grilled up by Moloch, because you're the one who sent Moloch to us, right? Yeah, you're the one who had intentions for Moloch to do something to us, but the Most High removed the mark from us, and Moloch, instead of doing anything to us, said he couldn't, and he just came and gave us some information. And we actually thanked him. So see, what you meant for ill was turned into our good. But I just want you to know, they're gonna throw you in that motherfucking golden fat calf, okay? They're gonna burn your black ass up, okay? And they're gonna have a good old time frying your skin up like cracklings. And I don't give a goddamn. Matter of fact, if they're waiting on me to give them the go ahead, or I'm just gonna say me, I'm not gonna speak for anybody else. If y'all are waiting on me to give you the go ahead on Bullface, okay, whose legal name I'm not gonna say, but whose legal name I do have, y'all waiting on me to give y'all the go ahead to deal with this motherfucker, go ahead and deal with her. You got the green light, okay? You got the green light from me. And the Most High just said, and from me too, okay? All right, so you can check your own sources if you want and see if that's the case, but I'm telling you the truth. He said, yeah, from me too. So you got the green light, all right, to butcher and do what you need to do, okay? Because she intended ill for you. And we know that don't nothing get by you, okay? So your fly is dead, ho. And I know you probably try to send another and another and another, but like I said before, I'm going to kill any of them I notice, all right? And you may be right here listening. Matter of fact, I think you are. I think you right in here listening to me record this. Well, good. Okay. But I don't appreciate you pulling on my sacral chakra. I don't appreciate, well, not really pulling, but I don't appreciate you doing shit with my sacral chakra, meaning trying to activate and stimulate it. And like, I can feel the energy and you going into my fucking hip and my nether regions like a goddamn wayward ass vine and tree root. I can feel you going in there. Like I told people, you like to burrow into people's chakras. But see, that you're not doing that to be malicious to me. You're doing that because you're in love with me. You have single white female syndrome, but you also have a syndrome where you are in love with me and you're in love with Kenyatta. Okay. You're also in love with your leader, and your leader knows this, okay? But I will say that stay the fuck up out of my bed chambers and my bed. I know you're not going to listen, but I'm just saying publicly, this is what you do, and it's very, very trifling, okay? I'm not bisexual. I'm heterosexual, okay? So I don't know why you would be trying to weave your little vines into my nether regions and into, you know, way down in my pelvis and shit. I don't know why you would be doing that other than the fact that you want to try to stimulate me. But see, the thing is, I know how to shut myself off. I don't get stimulated from black bitches sexually. I don't. All right. And not all black women are bitches, but you've been one to me. Okay. This ugly woman that you were talking about publicly, people are understanding that you're actually in my house pretty much every night. This ugly woman that you were talking so much shit about and calling so evil and wicked, you're actually here every day. Except for maybe, there was a couple days you didn't come, but you're here every day and you love to come at night. So see, don't trust what these people say and what they have said about me, because you don't know what's going on spiritually other than what I report. And then other people are coming out and acknowledging that they're having the same experiences. I didn't tell Kenyatta to say nothing. She reported that on her own. She works with what the Most High tell her to do. She's not going to, I don't know her. I haven't met her in real life. And even if so, she's still going to move with what she feels is best. I didn't tell her to say none of that. I didn't say, sis, go back me up. Nah, she did it because she wanted to. I encouraged her and I said, I said, you know, you need to use your voice. You check with the Most High, but if it's the right thing and you're supposed to do it, then go ahead. If this is good for you, then go ahead and do this. If this is good for you and acceptable, then go ahead and do that. But as far as her outing these people, nah, that didn't have nothing to do with the fact that, oh, you know, like some people might assume, well, Bree told her to say that. No, she did that of her own volition. Just like she'd been telling her fucking cousins off on her Facebook page, which I don't think she has. But either way, just like she was telling her cousins off for attacking her of her own volition. I don't know her cousins, but I do know they've been fucking with me. So I can say from my own personal experience that what she said is true, what they're doing to her and what they have done to her, because they've tried some of that stuff with me too. And that's why I was speaking on the vicarious sympathetic magic aspect and effects. When you're closely tied to somebody, you can feel the effects too. One of these bitches tried to fuck with my eye last night. They've been messing with Kenyatta's eyes. Okay. One of them tried to fuck with my eye. That was Aquanet though. Aquanet tried to fuck with my eye. Okay. But both of them were here last night. Aquanet does not try to get in my bed. She tries to do other little shit. She the one that helped the bat come in. Because the bat wasn't able to get in my room by herself a lot. Most times she wasn't able to get in there. It was a couple times she was, but most times she wasn't able to get in there on her own. Aquanet helped her get in there last night, and they were both in there because I heard them in the room and I felt the bed move and I could just sense it, you know. And so I told them to get the fuck out. Started speaking in tongues. I told them to get the fuck out, and they walked by my desk, and I felt I heard some little noise, and then they went out into the hallway, and then they left. And like I said, she hit the wall when I told her, "Bitch, don't nobody want you." She hit the wall like this. When I said, "Bitch, don't nobody give a fuck about you," she hit the wall like that. That was Aquanet that hit my wall. That wasn't the other one. That wasn't Dirty Dick Rider. Okay. Okay, but we need to start calling her Crazed Carpet Muncher. That's what we need. Crazed Carpet Cruncher. That's what we need to start calling her, because she loved coming here every night. And I think what it is there's a love aspect, but publicly she has to maintain her image and try to renounce me and has renounced me and Kenyatta and called us all kind of craziness and smear campaign. But she really been in Kenyatta house begging for forgiveness, and she was really trying to get me to forgive her and soften my heart to her earlier. She trying to do that last night. That's why she been fucking with my sacral chakra. Now, the one that was actually stealing my energy and pulling my kundalini, that was the crazy ass one that sit. The Caucasus vampire, that was her trying to pull my kundalini and shit, because that bitch is jealous of black women and she wish she could be black. Like a lot of these Caucasus whores are out here. Okay, I don't care if you keep your legs closed or not, you still got a whore spirit, okay? So a lot of them are jealous of black women. I know quite a few, okay? And so she was the one pulling my kundalini, where I said it felt like my spine was being pulled out of my body, like I was being pulled out of myself. That one was doing that. But she don't have that power no more. That was, like I said, she did that, et cetera. She don't have the power to do that kind of stuff no more. They're definitely losing steam, okay? So you may notice little bugs and stuff. Just make sure you cover your food, cover your drinks if you know, are going to have something to eat or something to drink. And you leave your cup for a moment. Make sure you put a paper towel or some plastic or something over it. Cover your food. Okay, and like I said, it doesn't matter really how you grid your house. If they want to come in and your guides and protectors allow them to come in, they will be allowed to come in, okay? They will be allowed to come in. So, but yeah, they've been trying to lure me to their channels, okay? If you know who these people are, including their ringleader, Demon Priestess, if you know who they are, then the ones, you know, that I've already talked about, then you will notice Demon Priestess has got sympathetic magic videos up, because I haven't looked, but others sent it to me. Sympathetic magic videos up talking about, yeah, they try to talk about your parenting. I told her that she probably avoided some heavier penalties because she got that shit taken down, okay? But there's some weird shit going on with them. She also just booked a reading with me under a fake name, okay? And I think she gave her friend the money to get the reading, because her friend remarked, "Well, I gotta wait for my sister to give me the money." And I knew it was them too. They came to me for a reading. Okay, well, like I said before, I appreciate the business, but y'all are not going to be coming to me getting a reading because you want to attack me. You actually came because you wanted the good information, and I gave you good information. But see, the thing about it is, whatever information I disseminate, if you try to use it for bad, it's still going to, you know, it's still going to have a bad effect on you. And so this is what they do, all right? I've never met anybody in my life I've never met any women, and I don't know these people, so I haven't met them, but I'm just going to say I've never encountered any women in my life other than these so far that have been this obsessed with me. I'm just a regular person, as they say, but then again, I'm not regular, and they know that. So when you see them talking about Archangel Gabriel and stuff, they heard me say that Gabriel's not in a human body. So they're going to pick somebody. They're going to pick Gabriel because they also heard me say that that Sapphire saw me walking with Archangel Gabriel and them. So now that I've been identified as Archangel Michael and Kenyatta as Archangel Raphael, now they want to talk about archangels. The archangels are not dealing with them, though. Just like they want to talk about God. God don't deal with them. But either way, kill these pests if you see them, okay? Kill them. Back in the fall, before all of this crap started, when there was another karmic, older person who was doing the most and talking shit about me, there were spiders coming in the house. And she sent me a fucking spider, and I told her, don't send no more fucking spiders here, okay? And I knew it was a spider from her because I've never seen a spider like that before around here or anywhere in South Carolina. And now, of course, I don't know all the species, but I knew it was from her. My guy said it was from her, and it was sitting on the curtain of all places. Usually, if spiders come in this house from the garage or from other places, usually they're going to scamper in and be on the floor. They don't have a reason to be on my curtain like that. That one was just sitting there right next to where I do my readings, listening. And I killed the bitch. And I told her, don't send no more. So these people have done their smear campaign. They've done this, they've done that. But see, they always knew who I was, just like I told you, they know me from past lives. All right, but now that this information is out there about who I am, and some more information will continue to be revealed as necessary, as the higher powers see it being necessary, as it continues to be revealed, what's happening is they're being torn down because people are checking their guides and people are checking their ancestors and people are checking their spirits, and they're finding out that I told the truth, that I really am Uther Pendragon reincarnated, that Kenyatta really is King Arthur reincarnated, that demon really did tell us that we are Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. So I know it seems like weird to some people who aren't on a certain frequency that, oh, you know, how could a black woman in this life have been a European king in another life? Well, it's because, have you ever heard of the European black nobility? Didn't they say King James was black? Okay, it doesn't matter what color I was. I told y'all I was white when I was a Viking. My spiritual mom is a black woman in this life. She's got German in her line, but still she's a black woman in this life, and she was a white woman in another life. Okay, so, you know, all that skin color shit, you know, that's for closed-minded people. That's for closed-minded people. But I just wanted to tell you about the fly. The fly is dead and gone, okay? And so any others that I notice will also be dead and gone, okay? And or they will be locked out of my quarters, out of my bedroom, because these bitches know that that's like my little sanctuary and my little place or whatever to be most of the time. If I'm not outside or in the living room, they know I like to be back there. And so when they come to this house, they zero in right in there. Now, if I go elsewhere in the house or outside, they will follow me. Okay. But I'm just saying, when they come here, they know exactly where to go. Okay. They're not confused about that. They've been coming here for long enough that they know exactly where to go. And if they can't, for some reason, get in my room one night or one day, if they're being blocked, then they'll go up in the attic and listen and walk around and make noise as if they're going to hear something that, oh, it's salacious and juicy, or, oh, let me run back and tell this. That's why I don't do a lot of phone conversation, y'all, okay? That's why I do most of my stuff through text, because motherfuckers be coming in this house and coming around me. Even when I was in Finland, I would see them on Astro. I didn't necessarily notice they were in the house, but they, because, and more than likely because of the distance, it was difficult for them to Astro project into the house. But also on Astro, I did notice them spying on me on Astro. So it's very similar to Astro projecting into the house. But what they do is they come around thinking they're going to hear something or witness something that's really, really juicy gossip for them to carry back to the YouTube streets or carry back to the YouTube channel. You know what I'm saying? Which is nothing. That's why I don't talk on the phone, because the bitches don't need to hear anything. I mean, you know, sometimes I shoot the breeze, but it's rare. I don't do all that phone talking no more. Since they've been coming up in here a lot, I don't do all that phone talking no more. So my correspondence is through email and text, and they read that too. They are hackers, okay? They read that. Everything they accuse other people of doing, they're doing. Just so you know, Just so you know, so if they're accusing other people of having voodoo dolls, they're the ones I caught with dolls. They're the ones I was standing right there watching with dolls. They're the ones the angels have caught with dolls. They accuse other people of astral projecting and astral stalking and spying and doing and hacking. They're doing that. Okay, Kenyatta has witnessed it and a lot of other people. Okay, they're doing everything that they're saying other people are doing. That's the sick part of it. Okay, but either way it go, when their time comes, I'm going to make a full mockery and a full display of their shitty memories. Meaning a full tearing down and desecration of their memories when they're gone, okay? And it won't be too long, but I'm just saying, I'm going to do that just so they know. All right, you're not going to get away scot-free. Number one, they're not getting away scot-free as it is, but when they are gone, I am going to put them on blast to the world, and I'm going to have a full mockery of trash that has now bit the fucking dust. Okay? And I dare anybody to try me or try to rebuke me for it. I dare any of you motherfuckers, because if you try me and you try to rebuke me for it, you're going to get hit next. Okay? Because I had an ex, former twin flame, who was like, well, that's not you. You know, how you gonna say you hate her? Yeah, I hate a fucking karmic that did magic to try to take my kids out. Spirit, that came out in Spiritual Sages reading, that the bitch was wishing death on my kids. Yeah, I hate a fucking karmic that did that. That did magic on. I don't. It's not just about no relationship and her doing magic and intentionally splitting us up, and doing what she did. You made the choice to go to her, so you have culpability too, but it's about her targeting my kids and other things she was doing. Yeah, I hate her. Why the fuck wouldn't I? Last time I checked, traitors were not acceptable to royalty and to leaders. Last time I checked, they killed traitors or imprisoned them. So why the fuck would I not hate somebody that did that? Fuck you and fuck her. And that's how it is. You know, but talking about, that's not you. See, that's why I said that forgiveness shit is weakness and it's of the fucking devil. And actually the devil said, hey, don't blame that shit on me. Fuck that. It's from the wrong place, is my point. Because there are people that are horrible and they do take shit too far. I've reported a lot to you all. A lot of people are having to eat crow now. A lot of people want my forgiveness. A lot of people want me to feel bad for them. A lot of people want to apologize to me. They ain't apologizing for shit. Fuck all of them. Shove your apology up your ass and go to whatever your leader is and try to get forgiveness from them. You won't get nothing from me except for dust and smoke blowed in your face, a good cuss out, or just being ignored like you don't fucking exist. You're going to get one or the other. Okay? You ain't getting no sympathy from me. You know, all those years that I, you know, had a big heart for people and tried to give people the benefit of the doubt, that shit got me nowhere except for beat up, used, abused, you know, downtrodden, you know, limited, and all kind of other shit. Fuck that. The harder I get, the more blessings come to me. And I'm not saying that I'm so hard that I don't have a, you know, an understanding side. Of course I do. People wouldn't be coming to me and vibing with me if I didn't have my energies in the right place. But when I'm hard, I'm hard. That's just it. I'm not going to be soft and nice and sweet to people that if it were up to them, they would take me out. If they had the money or if they had the ability, they would take me out. Like, people don't understand how severely possessed and mentally ill people are out here. If they could get to me, they would make sure that I'm not here anymore and then laugh and say, well, see, that was her karma. She's dead. She's dead now. They would fucking laugh. And they would say, poor kids. Oh, her mom. Her mom shouldn't have been talking about me. That's what they would say. Okay, so fuck all of them and fuck any of you motherfuckers who were riding with them and who were believing them on me. You motherfuckers are getting karma too and judgment. And I know you are because I can tell you are. You believe them against me too fucking bad. You won't get no fucking rescinding of no kind of judgment against you either. Just so you know. So if any of you are thinking about it, you was riding with Nebuchadnezzar, you was riding with these other ones against me, you sitting up in there, you was used to infiltrate or try to infiltrate my channel. You was being fake with me, big up in me because that bitch sent you to big up me, and then you turn and be spiteful in your fucking videos and throw sneak disses and shade at me. Your black ass is going down too. And any of you white ones too. We gonna run y'all asses the fuck over. See, y'all learned real quick running smear campaigns on me. But I ain't done skinning cats, just so you know. I ain't done crucifying motherfuckers, just so you know. You can send a horde of goddamn flies here. You can send bees. You can send hornets. It don't fucking matter. At the end of the day, you doing all of this when I ain't doing shit to you. As in, I ain't coming to your house sending you no flies. And see, the divine sees that. And that's why every time you do it, guess what? They pay me money. See, you don't realize that shit. Every time y'all come to my house, I get money. Every time y'all come to my house, I get money in my bank account. Every time you bring your friend, I get even more. I told y'all, I'm getting back everything that was stolen and taken and limited and blocked from me. That was just a temporary thing. Some of the most high vibrational readers are predicting you got amazing shit coming to you. Your life will never be the same after X point. Your life will never be, hindered and stuff like that. There's people that have been predicting this. Even Kenyatta have predicted it. Okay, so if you want to keep coming and having your little shits and giggles and standing around spying, please keep doing it. Because all you're doing is making me rich, bitch. I'm rich, bitch! Ha ha!